Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. You're blessed and highly favored. You're tuned into the principle of prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. My name is Ann Strickland, and I want to welcome all of you to this call tonight, because you're going to be blessed, blessed, blessed. Tonight, I have again my special guest, Pearl Polto, the CEO and founder of Credit Lifeline. And she agreed to come back again because this is such an issue with so many citizens who are really trying to get their credit corrected, innocent people who've been mishandled or misled. And she has the experience, she has the knowledge to prove and explain to you tonight and help you come out of this mess. I'm calling it a mess, a problem, come out of the problems that you have pertaining to your credit. It has caused a lot of problems with many people. So I want to welcome tonight my special guest, Pearl. I thank you for agreeing to come again to help us out of the situation that we're in to get this credit corrected.
And I'm glad to be back on this show because the topic, especially tonight, is going to be really important.
Yes.
And the topic tonight, with many people are in the dark, it's fact or fiction, can credit be corrected and where to go?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? Is this the problem? Many people are sitting back waiting for 7 years to come, and they don't have to wait 7 years. They don't have to wait 7 years. So tonight, what I'd like to talk about is to the people out there, to let them know, the misinformation, is it fact or fiction, before you go for that mortgage, you know, if you have a credit problem, where to go. And it's interesting. I make a list up. Top of the list, I put attorneys. Now, I'm a paralegal, but on the top of the list, I put attorneys. They know bankruptcy laws, but they don't know credit laws. Did you know that, Ann? They know attorneys, no credit laws. They just know bankruptcy laws. So you don't file bankruptcy just because you're being harassed by a bill collector. You have the right to sue the bill collector, as we said last week's show. So attorneys are cross the name off the list. Cross that off the list. The next on the list is credit repair companies. Now, credit repair, I mean, it's good and it's bad. They overcharge consumers thousands and thousands of dollars, and many of them don't even know credit laws that are vital to you. So that's even like it, but I'm against credit repair companies for that reason. Then we have, third on the list, Consumer Credit Counsel Services. How many times have you heard that or seen that? They don't charge a fee. But they don't care about your rating on your credit report. Now, if you ask them, who pays them, since it's free, who pays them? Who pays the creditors? So in my eyes, they're a bill collector in disguise. They're a bill collector in disguise because who's paying them is when you're paying somebody, that's who's paying them. So and on the credit report, you still have a poor rating. So this is why people has to know. Now, the fourth on the list is yourself. Fourth on your list is yourself. If you have the time, of course, you can take on the project, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to know because you can make a mistake. You can make a mistake and hurt yourself just because you do not know what you're doing. And then, naturally, it's my company. It's my company, creditrightsexpert.com. Creditrightsexpert.com. Let me tell you about this company. It's owned by Josie Brannon, who's from Arizona, and yours truly, Pearl Polto. Now, when it comes to credit, can credit be corrected? The answer is yes. Yes. It doesn't have to stay on your report for 7 years. Now, it's not because I said so. It's easy for me to say, the minimum and it could be removed. But guess what? It's fact and fiction again. It's the law. It's the law. 30 days. Yeah, you're hearing me. 30 days, not 7 years. So
wow.
You're sitting there.
Yes.
You know. And what do you think? I mean, if you had a credit problem, would you want to wait 30 days or 7 years? Especially if you didn't know it.
Not 30 days.
Of course. 30 days is what you want to remove any negative that's on a credit report. Now, what can be removed in 30 days? What can be removed? And how? How's it done? Well, you're going to learn now. How's it done? And so you know there's no magic in it. It's just laws. It's just laws on it. So the seven-year statute, when you're going for a mortgage and you say, well, I have to really wait all this time now to get a mortgage, or the mortgage company is going to make me pay all these creditors. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Because if somebody like me removes, deletes, disputes these credit bureaus, now there's three major credit bureaus out there, three major ones.
Yes.
As I said, I'm not a miracle worker. I am not a miracle worker. What I do is I dispute, and there's a law, Section 611, again, I'm always going to repeat that under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The law states, if anyone, including you, the consumer, but I do it because I have the time, the consumers don't because they work, but when they're disputing something, let's say you have a charge-off on your credit report.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you want that off because it says $10,000. And you're saying, I only owe two. How did they get to 10 to start off with? And it says charge off. How am I going to get that off? Because now I don't know what I'm doing. The charge off of the $10,000 can come off. Now, how's it come off? I'm going to give you a little homework with this so you understand that I'm not a miracle worker. Josie's not a miracle worker, but we are doing the law according to you to have these everything that's negative disputed, removed, so you can get that mortgage at the 2% interest, not the 20 or the 10.
All right.
And that's what people want to hear. It's the 2 and the 10. Now, how's it done? Okay, let me give you an example so you understand it. You have a credit card. You have a credit card right in front of you. Let's say any credit card. And that credit card, you didn't pay. You couldn't pay. You got sick. So something happened where you couldn't pay it. Now, the creditor, now he wants his money. Of course he wants his money. You owe him. But you owe the credit card company. But now all of a sudden, the credit card company goes to his accounting and says, hey, Ann can't pay this credit card. So what do I do? The accounting says, take it as a tax write-off. Now you know what the word profit and loss charge off on a credit report means. That's number one. So they took it as a write off with their guys. Now, all of a sudden I come in the picture, and I look at a credit report and I see charge off, profit and loss. Well, I already know the whole story now. The story is your credit card company didn't want your money, they can't take your money now because they'd be double dipping with the IRS, so they can't take your money now. Bill collector comes up and says, can I buy the account? Sure, take it. Now, as I'm disputing, it's the credit bureau's job to investigate it with the original creditor. The original creditor, the credit card company, not with the bill collector. But you see, the credit card company doesn't have your account no more. They took it as a tax write-off. That's why it says charge-off.
Yes.
And guess what? Guess what? When the credit bureau has 30 days, that's where I get the 30 days at. The credit bureau has 30 days to investigate it with the original creditor. If the creditor does not respond back, and he can't respond back because he doesn't have your account no more, but it's the credit bureau's job now to delete the account, remove the account. So I'm not a miracle worker. I'm just going by the laws that the credit bureaus and the creditors have to do. That's it. Does it sound simple? It is simple. To me it is, but not to the average consumer. And it's not simple to the average consumer because I've been doing this for years, over 20 years, and the consumer doesn't know what to do, so they get scared. So sometimes a mortgage company, they'll go for a mortgage, and the mortgage company will say to them, well, you know what, Ann, I want you to pay this debt in order to get your mortgage. Why would you want to pay a bill collector in order to get the mortgage? Because the mortgage company can't put on your credit report zero that you paid it. So why would you want... So mortgage companies, isn't that telling you something? Isn't it telling you that sometimes mortgage companies doesn't understand credit either?
That's right.
So they're making you pay for something that you don't even have to pay. And then it's deleted from the report anyway. So that does that make me look like a miracle worker? Of course it does. But I'm not.
Sure.
I'm just using every credit law that's out there. You mentioned earlier about student loans.
Yes,
many people,
yes, I want you to discuss that. Mm-hmm.
Many people from everywhere have student loans, and they're paying a price. And it's on a credit report, collections and everything else. And they don't know what to do because they're afraid of their accounts being frozen. You know, it's very simple when it comes to student loans with our government. All I do for my clients is I write to the student loan and say, hey, Ann cannot pay $159 a month. She's only going to pay $20, and that's it. End of story. And the reason why I say end of story, as long as you pay them something, they can't attack you. That's number one. And then when they put it on a credit report, they can't do anything with the credit report because you're still paying them.
Okay.
So that's how student loans can easily be written to, directed, released, and sometimes even forgiven for a freight.
And
people, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question, excuse me,
go ahead.
About the student loans, the interest that they charge, and they can't, and the... There are people understand they can't file bankruptcy when they have a student loan.
No, that's wrong. That's incorrect. I'm against bankruptcy anyway because the student
loans,
there's certain things with the student loans. People are afraid of student loans, child support. There's certain things a person has to pay, not credit cards. Credit cards now when they're charged off, no, you don't pay bill collectors. But there's a couple things, the IRS, child support, and the student loans. And these are the three things that the system is strict on, but strict enough where it could be removed from a credit report and negotiated with each one of them, which I do. As a paralegal, now see, then I use my as a consumer advocate and paralegal, we use every method, every law possible to get to them. And they'd rather have something than nothing. Even the student loans. They'd rather have something because so many people cannot pay their student loans today. So many people were going for mortgages and couldn't even get their mortgage because of the student loans, the IRS, the taxes, and everything else. So they were afraid. And they get paranoid and scared of the system. They don't have to be. The system wants to work on you. You can work on the system just to know your rights, and it's called credit rights. This is why we call ourselves creditrightsexpert.com. You know, we do seminars. We do seminars out there, and Josie Breton from Arizona comes on first with the mindset of people. Because the mindset of people get scared. And people get so scared that they pay and they can't even afford it. So it's the mindset of what you have to do, and that's what she talks about. And then I come on and tell you all the education with a credit report, your credit rights, and it can credit be corrected. So the question, can credit be corrected? Of course. I love it. I love it when I dispute reports and all these charge-offs, even judgments now. Now, somebody will say, well, on our credit report, there's a judgment. There is a judgment. Well, what's a judgment? It's not against the house. That's a tax lien. That's something against your house. It's a lien against your house. That's where liens come in at. A judgment sounds scary, but it's not.
Yeah.
Now, what does default judgment mean? You're going to see that on your credit report. Some of you out there are saying, well, I have a default judgment. What does default judgment mean? Default judgment means you didn't just show up for a courtroom. Big deal. Big deal. So it goes on a credit report, and I dispute it, and it's removed. Now, how do I remove a judgment? How do I remove foreclosures, tax liens? If you went to court, let's look at the common sense of it now. This is what I'm trying to put everything in pure English to you. You go to court, and you have this credit card, and the judge says to you, You know, did you owe on this credit card? Well, Your Honor, I did not owe $10,000 on this credit card. Well, then the judge goes to the attorney or who's ever there, the bill collector, who's ever there, and says, I want documents on this, that she owed this. Well, Your Honor, I don't have it. And they don't have it. Case thrown out. Now, it's still on a credit report now because it was already put there because the attorney tried to scare the people. And that's where we come in at, to dispute it, to be removed. So everybody's afraid of the courtroom, and then they hire attorneys for $5,000. And you know what? My fee, Josie's fee, credit rates expert fee, is not expensive. And we do work with people. We work with people because we're on a mission. We're on a mission to change what's going on in this country. It's getting worse, not better. You know, when I started years ago, bill collectors weren't even allowed on a credit report. That was number one. When I started years ago, there were 6 major credit bureaus out there. We're down to 3. And people didn't even know that. And the reason why people didn't know that is not that I wasn't trying to educate them 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I was trying to educate them. Here's the problem. The problem was, until it came into your own backyard, you felt as long as you paid your bills, no one got divorced back then, sweet and everybody was happy. Everybody had a job. But today, people are divorcing. And the people that are divorcing, the husband and wife have credit problems. And then the ones that are trying to open up a business, they think they're stuck. They're not stuck. No one is stuck out there. No one is stuck out there. And we're trying to put this program so everybody knows they have a chance. And this is the fact, the fiction. You don't have to go to your internet. You don't have to say, well, where do I go? Do your homework. You know, I wrote 5 books on credit. And the first one I've ever written was called In America is Bad Credit a Prison Term? And I wrote that is because, and I sued the credit bureaus as well. And the reason why I wrote, it was called In America is Bad Credit a Prison Term, my first book, is because it was, I mean, I titled it, there's a man behind bars on the cover. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll actually see there is a man behind the bars of it. But the reason why I wrote that book, In America is Bad Credit a Prison Term, because no one understood a credit bureau. No one even understood what they were. They thought they were government run. They're not.
Explain them to us, Pearl. The credit bureaus.
The credit bureaus, there's 3 of them. And so people understand, and they try to confuse you for a reason. The first one, naturally, is TransUnion, and that's just in Chester, PA. And believe it or not, that's the one I sued. And the reason why I sued is because on a credit report, I'm going to go through all 3 credit bureaus, but on the report, the one of the columns says date closed slash verified. Okay. Now, if they won't buy the 7-year statute, if they won't buy the 7-year statute, if you opened up an account 1970 by law and you didn't pay by 1977, it should have been removed. Correct. That's 7 years if you didn't know the 30-day statute. But wrong. What they did is they put that date close slash verify on the credit report, so 1975 they'd verified it all over again, so you were on for 7 more years. And 7 more years. And 7 more years. So you always had bad credit. Berger went to Washington. I wanted that column off because I even appeared on talk shows with the presidents of the credit bureaus, and I said, why do you have this column on there? Why? People don't even understand it. I did. I used to say I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. Well, that's one of the bureaus. The other bureau back then was, there were 6 major credit bureaus now, 6. But the other one, the second one, it used to be CBA. Now, many of you are familiar, heard it about it out there, and that was from Jersey. But they made so many mistakes, the Federal Trade Commission just put them out of business. So what they did, they teamed up with another company called TRW. I'm sure many people out there remember that, TRW. Well, TRW and CBA was the same company. It looked like there was 2 of them, but there was only 1. They tried to confuse you. So TRW said, we're pretty big now. But they weren't, because they made mistakes too. they made so many mistakes that they had to either close up their business or join forces with another company. And they did. They joined forces with Experian. But instead of joining forces, Experian thought, now, we're the big guys. We are the big guys here. And we're number one. So we're powerful. Wrong. And they're from Texas. But they weren't, because now they got to be too big for the britches too, because now they're making so many mistakes. There was a class action case against them. And not only that, if people watched their news in the last 3 weeks, Experian was hacked. If you had a T-Mobile phone, Experian was hacked. So I'm going to tell everybody to pull a copy of your credit report, because there's things on there that we're taking. And that's just recent. Experian, the credit bureau, was hacked because of a phone company. The third one now, third one is Equifax. Now, Equifax is from Georgia. Now, Equifax, I'm still trying to get them out of business, and I hope everybody out there gets them out of business, and here's why. They're not just a credit bureau. It's a conflict of interest. They're a credit bureau and a collection agency at the same time. I will not only report you, but I want the money from you. So isn't that a conflict of interest? But people doesn't understand credit. If you don't understand credit, you wouldn't know this. So this is why I'm very frustrated. This is why all these years. Yes. Now you see, Ann, why even in my position. But, you know, I love it a little bit because now the people want to learn. They want to know their rights. They want to get their mortgage. And they feel like they're stuck because they have to get a 10%, 11% mortgage. And they don't have to. They think that if they don't pay their bills, they can never get their mortgage. Credit can be corrected. It's not fact or fiction anymore. It's all the misinformation that you're hearing. So all this, you know, we have a website, and I have a toll-free that I'm on the phone all day, every day, with clients from all across the country. And I love it because I'm educating them.
Yes, good. Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And they'll say to me, well, no, Pearl, you're an author. And my publisher used to say, well, charge for them. No, I will not charge. I will not charge just to talk to people, to learn their rights. Now, and they can become my client, too. I mean, Josie and I are working. We do seminars all over. We do seminars all over, and we call ourselves the Credit Warriors, and we call ourselves the Credit Warriors for a reason. So we actually are fighting the system for you. This is why we chose the name Credit Warriors. And it was interesting because what I like the people, and you know, if you got a pencil, get a paper. I mean, the phone number is so easy, and you're going to say,
the phone number, because some people, everybody doesn't have the computer, but they need to call.
Yes, they don't need a computer to pick up a phone, and they don't even have to pay for it. I don't care what town or what state you're in. It's easy. 1-800-876, it's backwards, credit, C-R-E-D. You can't forget it because you know the toll-free, and then it goes backwards, 1-800-876, and then credit, C-R-E-D. You pick up the phone, you say, hey, I heard the show on Ann Strickland. I heard the show. I want more information, and I will stay on there till you get educated. And then I'll ask you, what do you want? Are you serious? And this is my first question to people is, are you serious? Because if you're not serious, I'm not going to waste my breath either, because if you want to get educated, I'm the person.
Yeah. Well, this is, people need to be educated. I'm being educated. I'm learning a lot. And I just want to thank you. And I want people to get in touch with you so they can get free, because there are too many people who don't know this, and they're really having a hard time financially, and they're worried. So I just want to thank you, Pearl, for being on the show these 2 weeks, and I'll have you again sometime, because there are people who might not hear this, and they need to know it. And this is worldwide. It's just not here in the United States. It's all over the place. So we really want to set people free, and that's why I have, you know, what I do, talking on prosperity and help people get cleared so they can move into and live a life and be a life of prosperity. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to be wealthy, but they should be set free to live a life that is of luxury, because you don't need to worry about bills and just and your children have these school loans or they can't go on vacation. That is not fair to yourself, not fair to you or yourself. So I just thank you because you're going to help a lot of people, because there are people who's paying these bills that they don't have to pay to these bill collectors.
Absolutely.
So they don't have to be paying them, but and they need to know they don't have to pay them. So if they get in touch with you and you can tell them what bills they who they have to pay and who they don't have to pay, that's going to be a great help to them. So I just want to thank you. And also, as I was stating, you know, I teach on Saturday morning, not this Saturday coming. I have another appointment on the Principles of Prosperity, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity at the Empowerment Center, 3751 Allen Avenue, and that's free also to teach the people, according to the Word of God, that they are supposed to. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health, and he wants your soul to prosper. 3 John 2, because he's given the people the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant, to be a blessing.
Well, and I'm going to cut you. The book that I talked about in America's Big Credit Prison Burn, everyone that calls me and becomes my client, they're going to get that free book. They're going to get the book that I spoke about, In America is Bad Credit, a Prison Term. They will get it, and then they'll understand as I'm cleaning up the credit, they'll get my first book that I just spoke about.
Okay. All right. And the next thing I want to talk about is when I said want people to enjoy life and how to turn the fun of travel into a fortune and have some freedom and have residual income, be your own boss. It's a home-based business, and have a lifestyle, a great lifestyle of change, and be able to travel. So call me or go to my website, annstrickland.paycation, paycation.com. AnnStrickland.paycation.com, or call me 215-806-4879, so you can learn and start having a business. It's a work from home. It's a stay at home business. You work from home, but at the same time, you are in a position to enjoy life. Go to on vacations, go on cruise, have family reunions coming together, stand at hotels, you can go to sports events. All this is network marketing or multi-level marketing, and it's by extreme travel powered by Priceline. So it's all discounted. So I want you to keep that in mind. It's a discount. You can go into business for yourself, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. It's only $149 to become an agent. You can become your own agent, and $69 a month. Now, since I've been in, I have not even had to pay the $69. I've only been in since the end of August, so I've been blessed. And then the $149. When someone comes on board, I don't know all, I'm still learning it, but I've gotten my $150 back.
Wow.
Through the people who came on board. So, and I've never had to pay a $69 monthly fee. So
that
it sounds like a lot, but it isn't. It's great, and I'm enjoying it. I like doing this. So it's about time we have to sign off now. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Pearl.
And you're
blessed
welcome.
And highly favored. Okay, God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Okay.